my friends, let us talk in reference to our aims and objectives for the hemicycle. First of all, my friends, may I say that by adopting this new form, restraining young David from speaking, you have limited our ability to be able to produce ectoplasm. Of course, once he has the gag within his mouth, I am able to produce ectoplasm from over the top of the gag. Of course, we allow him to breathe through his nose. As you can understand, he is unable to breathe through his ears. As I have said, one of the means of using the type of restraint that we used was for the purpose to allow us to still produce ectoplasm through the mouth, but also to impede any use of young David in a state of trance. But of course, alas, as you would see, I have had to produce ectoplasm straight away by means of young David's ear and solar plexus for the means of talking to you this evening. Pray, my friends, what was the meaning of creating this new form of restraint upon young David without consulting me prior to this happening? And of course, although young David allowed you to place the binds on a tighter level upon his wrists, knowing full well that this would impede us to allow Jack to come through and entrance young David and speak with indirect voice. Something that, of course, young David neglected tell you is this, that when in a state of trance the physical body swells to a great degree, this, my friends, is why quite often blood sugar levels are far different at the end of the cells. And of course, if the body swells as it does quite often for the means of active production of ectoplasm, if the binds are too tight, it then restricts the blood flow, and of course, this would eventually harm the medium and impede us from continuing to work with him in a safe and effective environment. You understand? And of course, also, something that you yourself, my dear, experienced whilst feeling young David in a deep state of trance, you felt that there was more than average amount of ectoplasm and, of course, perspiration present. This we use, the perspiration from the medium's body, to, in a form, lubricate the ectoplasm to allow it to be more pliable. And of course, as you have placed this tape upon his mouth, would that withstand perspiration, my dear friends? As I have said once before, and I shall repeat once more, we within the world of spirit so desire to prove to the world that life exists after death. This we shall do, so there is no doubt upon anyone's mind within this room or within the wider world. But of course, my friends, you must be patient with us and allow us to do this in our time. that way it would be far more effective for the skeptical individuals that would so wish to have you all dance to their tune.